And good morning. We are joined now by our guest on the telephone. We have with us Kimberly Smith. She's the safety press officer for PennDOT District 3. And we are going to be talking about spring and summer work zone safety and some other safety tips. And good morning. Can you hear me, Kimberly? We're good. Okay. All right, so Kimberly, we're going to talk about a variety of topics that we have outlined here. First of all, if you want to go ahead and talk a little bit about some of the tips for lots of folks out and about spring and summer work zone safety. I noticed there's some legislation underway about having folks get out of the way and slow down by moving over a lane. If you want to talk about that, that would be great.
Sure. So right now we are celebrating National Work Zone Awareness Week. So we always take this time to remind our motorists how to be safe in work zones. And really, it's about protecting the motorists as well, because most of our work zone crashes do have injuries for the motoring public. It's not necessarily always a construction worker getting injured. Unfortunately, yesterday there was an incident over in the Scranton area, so we're praying for him. But work zone awareness is really about, you know, knowing what to do in a work zone. And we want you to slow down as you approach the work zone. Avoid your distractions. You know, put down your coffee. Don't look at your cell phone. Increase your following distance so that you're further behind the vehicle in front of you. That gives you more time to react. We want you to expect the unexpected. You don't know what's going to be happening through a work zone, so you really do need to be paying attention. And turn on your headlights. This allows other cars to see you better, and it also allows the workers to see that you're coming.
Okay. Well, and I know that a lot of the projects right now are on interstates and high-volume roads. Maybe talk a little bit about the best ways that you can to, you know, change lanes or change in traffic patterns, being aware. What are some of the tips you would recommend?
Right. So, you know, we want you to avoid distractions at all time, including, you know, when you're just traveling, so that you can be watching for a change in traffic pattern or signs that are warning you of a change in traffic pattern. Be patient. Allow others to merge so that we don't have a large backlog. You can always check your route by going to 511 PA to see what work zones may be in effect that day so that you can plan your trip accordingly, give yourself extra time, or maybe find an alternate route to go if you don't want to travel through a work zone. It is important to recognize, though, that work zones aren't always several weeks long and set up. They could be a moving operation. You could be traveling on a more rural road and come across a mowing operation or some crack sealing going on. So work zones come in all shapes and sizes. Sometimes they're small, sometimes they're large and there for several days or weeks at a time, and sometimes they're actually moving along with traffic. Like, think of a line painting crew that are driving along and you need to stay back and give them the space that they need.
And you had indicated 511PA.com is a great way to check on those, you know, conditions. But there's a lot of things available at 511PA that are really great resources for you. Also with your smartphone as well. Talk about that if you could.
Yeah, so 511PA, you can go to the website or you can download the app. What I use the app for is it knows my normal traffic route to work. So if anything happens on that traffic route unexpected or a work zone pops up, it actually sends me a notification so that I know that there's something going on. So, for instance, I would travel to my work, Route 15 and Route 180, and if there was a crash on Route 180 between 15 and my workplace, it would warn me so I would know to go a different route to work to avoid that crash and that backup. So it's a great tool. But you can go on there and check where you can see in the winter time or there's inclement weather, you can actually look at traffic cameras and see how traffic is moving. You can track our plows in the winter time. So if there, it's still, I know it's April and we're hoping that winter is over, but if we would have any incidents of snow or ice again, then you can actually track and see where the plows are and how long they're going to be before they get to you, because they traveled about a 2-hour route. So if it's been an hour and a half since they passed your house, then you know in about a half an hour they're going to pass again. So it's a great tool. It can be used all year long. And like I said, there's an app that will help you avoid delays in traffic.
That's amazing. We're talking with Kimberly Smith, Safety Press Officer for PennDOT District 3. She was just talking about the app 511PA.com, which is really very helpful for traffic delays, any kind of construction projects. You know, a lot of folks travel in the summer, and a lot of people are in a hurry. There's, you know, how do you really get across to people that these are our husbands and wives and daughters and sons that are out there in the roads in danger and need to be, you know, you need to slow down and watch out for them?
Yeah, you know, a couple of years ago we had a pretty successful campaign. It was called Slow for Zone, and in that we featured some of our workers and their lives outside of PennDOT, you know, whether they were a softball coach or an avid hunter or a Girl Scout leader. All of those things, you know, show them that they are human and that they have family that love them and want them to get home safely. And I always like to remind people, imagine if your workplace allowed traffic to go by you, you know, 3 feet away at 55, 60 miles per hour, and how you would feel about that. And it's not just, you know, I do focus a lot on our road construction workers, but it's also our emergency responders, our trash pickup drivers, and, you know, tow trucks. Those people all have to work alongside the road as well. So that move over law that you mentioned earlier, that really is about protecting them. It's making it so that you have to legally move over to another lane to allow them the space they need to work safely. If it's safe for you to get over to another lane, if no lane is available, then you need to reduce your speed by about 20 miles below the speed limit. And it's just about giving those people that space that they need and having you slow down in case something does happen that increases the chances of survival.
And one last thing, you know, with kids getting out of school, there's going to be a lot of kids outside playing and riding bikes. Definitely want to be aware of that as well, correct?
Certainly. You want to give bicyclists 4 feet of space. That is a law that you need to do that. But you just need to be alert and aware that when there are children around, anytime you're driving through, you know, near a playground or near a school, you want to make sure that you're paying attention. Parents, you know, when you're sending your children out to ride their bikes or to walk to a friend's house, make sure they're wearing some bright colored clothing. That helps drivers see them. Our roads are black and gray, so if they're wearing an all dark clothing outfit, then it's very difficult to see them. So you can do your part by having them wear bright colors and teaching them the safety rules of the road about how to use crosswalks instead of crossing mid-block and to look both ways before crossing, that sort of thing.
What am I missing, Kim? Maybe talk a little bit about anything that I might have forgotten regarding spring and summer work safety for PennDOT.
I would just like to add, especially for summer safety, you know, we do have vacation season coming upon us, and we do a lot of traveling, so make sure everybody in the vehicle is wearing a seatbelt, no matter what seat they are in. You can be ejected from the back seat just as easily as the front seat, and our airbags are designed to work with our seatbelts. They're not designed to work without a seatbelt or replace the seatbelt. Make sure that your children under the age of 8 are in an approved child safety seat, but recognize that some children, if they're smaller, may need to remain in a booster seat even beyond age 8. So the golden rule here is 4'9". That's the size of a person that vehicles make seatbelts to fit, 4'9" or taller. So if your child is 9, but they're not 4'9" yet, then they really should still be in a booster seat to make sure that that seatbelt fits them properly. They don't have any injuries to their stomach or their neck. And also, we're getting to that time of year when it can get quite hot in our cars. So we want to remind parents never to leave a child unattended in a vehicle, no matter how short a time you think that's going to be. You can keep your phone or your wallet or a purse in the back seat when you're traveling with your child. That way, it's something that you have to get when you're getting out of the vehicle and you don't accidentally leave the child in a hot car.
Okay. Kimberly Smith, Safety Press Officer for PennDOT District 3. Your website is PennDOT.gov. And thank you so much for joining us this morning on WKOK Sunrise.